This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
There are silver bells and Salvation Army bells. All are part of the sights and sounds of the Christmas season. Joe Geiger has Tony Lynn Mark and Jenny Gallagher Blom in this Community Benefit Spotlight to learn more about the Salvation Army. Joe?
Thank you, Loman, and thank you, Tony, and thank you, Jenny, for being a guest.
Thanks for having us.
You're with the Salvation Army Capital City Region. Tell the listeners a little bit about your organization. You've been around for a long, long time, so it's got to be a fascinating history. Give us a little bit of background.
The Salvation Army, we're an international movement, and we are a part of the Christian Church, and we're motivated by our love of God to serve and meet human needs without discrimination. So the Salvation Army was established in London, England in 1865, and then here in Harrisburg in 1885.
There must have been a lot of changes over the years since 1885. Share with us a little bit about what the current Salvation Army looks like in this region.
There have been changes, and that has been part of what has just allowed the Salvation Army to thrive and continue to serve. As our community needs change, we're able to mobilize and respond to those needs as well. So here in Harrisburg, we have over 11 programs and services that we provide to the community, and last year we served just under 37,000 different individuals, from our food pantry to our teaching kitchen to our education and youth programs to employment support, and then, of course, with the bells that you hear at Christmas time with the red kettles, and then Christmas as well for families that are in need.
So at the point that you're listening to this program out there, you should hear those bells ringing and see the kettle program. Talk about the bell ringing program. What was, again, the inspiration for starting a bell ringing program to grab attention and why it's so recognizable?
You're right. They are iconic, and folks have come accustomed to seeing them this time of year and hearing those bells. It's not the most efficient way to raise much-needed revenue for the Salvation Army and those we serve, but many people do look forward and can't pass a red kettle without putting something in there to help others. And those funds all stay local and help individuals in each of those communities where you see those red kettles.
And that's good to know because so many organizations raise money and then the money goes off to a state or a national organization that they relate to and the local region doesn't ever see it.
Our fundraising is all done locally. Each office is responsible to raise funds within their own community to serve their own community. And that's part of why we're able to be so responsive to those local community needs, because the funds are raised there and then they're turned right back around and put out into the community.
And I understand that you have 50 field offices across Pennsylvania. Just for your own organization, what kind of staff and volunteer numbers are we looking at?
We have about 30 full-time staff members that help fulfill our mission here in Harrisburg, but then we have over 1,000 volunteers that give countless hours to support our mission. None of the work that we do is possible without them, and especially at this time of year. Most of the folks that you see out there ringing those bells, those are volunteers. We have volunteers that help sponsor children and families and seniors at Christmas time. Again, we do the intake, and we are just verifying need and doing all of that, but it's because of the community that we're able to provide the support that we do so that children can have a Merry Christmas, enjoy time, and care with each other.
So for the amount of services you provide, you must have a huge core of volunteers. How many volunteers do you have just for your organization?
We have over 1,000 that support the daily operations here. Many people think after Christmas, we pack up that red kettle and put our feet up, and that's just not the case. There is need 365 days a year, and our volunteers and our team members and those that support us help us allow that to happen. We have over 1,000 individuals that help us as volunteers.
And what kind of turnover do you have? And so what is your need in terms of recruitment?
We always need volunteers. We do have a wonderful core group of folks, but sometimes they need a break or they're away for vacation or to spend time with their family as well. So we are always recruiting, and many of our volunteer opportunities are just a great time also to engage with different businesses. We often have businesses that come out and want to do some team building or provide some support to the community. So we'll provide opportunities where they can serve together and grow together. And so that's been a great way to kind of engage new volunteers. And so this time of year is when we see, you know, folks that are charitable and philanthropic and want to be involved. But we're trying to contain them and have them continue to come back all through the year to try to provide help and support.
My guest today is Tony Lynn Mark and Jenny Gallagher Blum. So Tony and Jenny, how do you know you're making a difference? I mean, this is long and hard work, and at the end of the day, how do you know you're making a difference?
Oh, I think one of the really unique things about the Salvation Army here is that we get to see the impact every day. So we work with our clients from the first day that they walk in for whatever need it is that brought them in, whether it be food or just some basic assistance with utilities or something, and we work with them on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, through all of their needs. We really try to support mind, body, spirit, every kind of need a person might have on a pace that's going to work for them, and set measurable goals, and then all the way through completion, to whatever that looks like, whether it means being gainfully employed, having a home, having a vehicle. So we see, we're very, very fortunate that we get to work with the individuals and see the impact and see the growth every day.
Do you collaborate with other human service organizations in the community? Do you get support from the corporations in terms of providing materials or food or the kinds of things that you need?
Absolutely. Without support from our community, none of the work that we do would be possible. We currently have 4,050 children on our Christmas assistance list. All of those children we're seeking sponsors for, and about 3/4 of them have already been sponsored. We have not opened up our wait list yet. We know that there's more need there, but many companies come alongside every day and provide different supports. Sometimes it's in kind, and there's supplies that go into our food pantry, or maybe they come in and they do a career exploration workshop with the kids in our youth programs to inspire them to be the next CEO, or maybe in a technician position within a company, or even to serve in the military, or some of those different aspects. But we partner all the time with other human service organizations as well, because we can't provide everything, and we don't want to reinvent the wheel. So we're constantly looking for other partners that can provide different collaborative services so that we can holistically serve folks body, mind, and spirit.
So if the Salvation Army were to go away today, I suspect that people would notice at different times of the year. That's not the case with a lot of organizations that are out there. So it's a real tribute. It's a real service that you're providing over, 140 years, providing services in Central Pennsylvania, and we're just very grateful for what you do. Please share with your staff and volunteers how important they are, and thank you for being a guest on the Lincoln Radio program. If somebody wants to learn more about the Salvation Army, Capital Region, City Region, how would they find you?
We're on all different social media channels with Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We also have a website at www.salvationarmyharrisburg.org. And then if you're looking for a Salvation Army in your area, you can go to salvationarmyusa.org, and there is a location search. You just put your zip code in or your town, and you can find the Salvation Army closest to you.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.